If you've been told to pull your socks up recently, then make sure it's a pair of RCR socks. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/shop.
Welcome back, everybody. You're here on the Up Your Brave show with Natalie Cutler-Welsh, and I'm so thrilled to bring you our next guest. I will be talking to Mayara Sosa on the topic of the power of sound therapy. Welcome to the show, Mayara.
Thank you for having me, Natalie. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm so thrilled that we finally got our calendars aligned. It's all about divine timing. For those of you that don't know Mayara, she grew up in Brazil and had to overcome a very adverse and traumatic childhood. She has a history of physical, mental, and sexual abuse that led her into an intense dependency on alcohol since the age of 12. Mayara finally moved to America in her mid-20s when she started her healing process that continues to evolve every day. Today, after a decade of personal healing work and extensive research on trauma healing, sacred plant medicine, meditation, quantum physics, epigenetics, and consciousness, Mayara is a certified sound therapist and holistic wellness consultant. She uses acoustic sound and holistic practices to help her clients to deeply relax and regulate their nervous system and release energy blocks and emotions that might be trapped somewhere in the body, causing mental, physical, and emotional unbalance and distress. Oh my goodness, Mayara, what a journey that must have been for you. Before we get into sound therapy, can you give us a little bit more on the path that led you to this place?
Yes, absolutely. So yeah, as you said, it was a difficult childhood, and it led to a very complicated teenage years and my 20s with a dependency on alcohol. And when we got to America, what I realized was that as I was getting close to my 30s, I started realizing that I was following the same footsteps of my father. Mm-hmm. My father had a heart attack at 37 and passed away. He was an alcoholic. So he used to smoke as well, and I also did for about 10 years of my life. And I noticed that I was following the same footsteps, and I started getting very scared because, you know, I was getting close to his age when he passed, and I started researching. I was always like a bookworm, and I started researching about heart condition. I guess it was the beginning of my research. I was scared because he had a heart attack. Mm-hmm. And researching on heart condition, I came across so many new information that I had never heard before, like epigenetics, talking about how the environment has a huge effect on our cells and in our genes, which genes get turned on, which genes get turned off. And I had no idea of that. What I heard growing up in my whole life was that these diseases, they run in the family. So you might as well ended up getting the same stuff as your parents and grandparents. And this other thing runs in the family, and this other thing runs in the family. And what I realized is that the lifestyle runs in the family. That's how we develop the same stuff as our parents and grandparents and other people in our families. And that was a big aha moment for me, because if I can change my lifestyle, mm-hmm. I don't have to have the same fate as the people that came before me. And then I changed my research into that, into how do you change lifestyle? Because I was very conditioned to the way that I was living already. I was drinking very heavily, very dependent on alcohol, and making stupid decisions, as you do when you are very dependent on alcohol. And I came across meditation and plant medicines and other ways of healing and yoga and a bunch of practices that I still carry on doing in my own personal life. And it was beautiful. It was beautiful. I was able to stop drinking, to create new, better habits, more healthy habits for myself, and started sharing with my clients. And one of these practices was the use of sound to be able to help us release these traumas from childhood and realign our nervous system and do all these beautiful things that the sound does. And so I share with my clients everything that I have learned, all the other practices, as well as using sound therapy to release these tensions and traumas and conditionings from the nervous system.
Well, speaking of conditioning, you're right. We have been told, or often it's said that, oh, you know, my dad had this or my mom had that, so it's inevitable that I'm going to. And most of my listeners now are accustomed to me talking about holistic health and well-being and the impact of mindset. And I feel like, and is this True, if we expect ourselves to get a certain something, we're probably more likely to get it because we're kind of creating the outcome. So what you're saying is don't just focus on the genetics. That's only part of it, and most of it is lifestyle. Was there a certain person or a certain moment in your journey that you just described to us that made you to make that change, you know, from the drinking and the poor decision lifestyle to the openness to meditation and mindfulness and sound therapy? Was there a person or a book you read or an incident or?
Right.
if you're happy to share.
Yeah, absolutely. There was a lot of people. I read a lot of different doctors. I am very into Bruce Lipton, Dr. Joe Dispenza. I do all the courses from Dr. Joe Dispenza. I'm fascinated by his teaching. I find it transformational. I did Vipassana, the 10-day silent meditation. But I feel like the beginning of it was when I worked with plant medicine. When I was doing my research, trying to get rid of the habit of the addiction on alcohol, I realized that it was way stronger than I thought. Until you look at it, you don't realize how strong the whole thing is. I was just like, because I was around everybody that used to also drink a lot, I didn't realize how dependent I was on it until I tried to get out. And then I just couldn't. And I realized like, oh my gosh, I have a big problem here. And this is when I came across using plant medicines, using ayahuasca to heal addictions. And that's what I did. So that, I would say, was the culprit of all the other changes that came after that. Because I was able to see a lot of my childhood that I had forgotten. This is how traumatic situations leave, you know, leave the damage. We block memories and can't remember this stuff from childhood. So working with the medicine, I was able to see a lot more of the reasons why I was drinking, which helped me a lot to get out of it, because then I didn't need it anymore. I was an adult, respected. Nobody else, you know, was abusing me like when I was a kid. So I didn't really need it. So that was probably the culprit for me to be open for all the other practices that came after. Because if those other practices would show up and I wasn't ready to see, I would probably not have been able to get out of alcohol and start doing all these beautiful things that I do today.
That's right. And it's when you get to that point, which you've obviously passed a while ago, where you can look at your own journey and yours is and I want to honor that. It sounds particularly tragic, especially in those early years, having those, some people have one form of abuse happening, but like physical, mental, and sexual abuse in the younger years. I imagine no one would be surprised that you would turn to something, a numbing strategy like alcohol. I thank you for mentioning about normalization, the normalization of behavior. You were hanging around people that were doing things like that. It's just what you do, and you didn't realize until you realized how bad a problem it was. That is so true, is we just seem to just be around the people and that sets our bar. So it's amazing that you were able to navigate your way through that. And one of the things you found was sound therapy. So let's talk about that. For those that don't know, what is sound therapy? What does that sound like? What does it look like?
Yeah, sound therapy is just amazing. The more I practice, the more I get fascinated by what it can do for you. It's quite impressive how it's non-invasive. You know, there's nothing really like on the body. It's just a sound around the body. And we work mainly with the electric system that runs through the body. This electric system that runs through everything in us, our bones, our blood, everything. And we tune these systems. We use tuning forks, just like tuning forks are used to tune instruments. We use them to tune the nervous system. So the nervous system gets out of whack by a variety of different things. And these elements being one of the things that get it out of whack, things from childhood, traumas, doesn't necessarily even need to be big traumas like this stuff that I've been through when I was a kid, like small traumas, like when you fall from your bike and you get a fright, you know, that kind of stuff can be frozen within the nervous system and just stay there. And it causes the person to develop more on the fearful side of things, because there's these fears, these things that get frozen within the system. So we use the sound to be able to release that. Release experiences that were supposed to be processed through the system, and they weren't. They got frozen within the system. So that holds us back. That has a huge effect on us as an adult, because things weren't processed. There's emotions, you know, things happen around us. Things are said to us that it's not true when we're kids and we believe in those things. And those things stay with us. They create emotion and we suppress those emotions because for whatever reason, we don't think that we're going to be accepted if we express those emotions. And then we suppress it. And all of that stuff that gets suppressed within the nervous system has a huge effect on us as an adult, on our behavior. And it also develops, you know, a variety of different things. It can be depression, it can be anxiety, it can be chronic pain, it can be so many things, digestive system problems, sleep problems. And all those things get to get adjusted by this balancing out of the nervous system. We're bringing the sound, just give the nervous system this input, and the nervous system uses this input to self-regulate and bring things back into order, release whatever it is that needs to be released, adjust what needs to be adjusted. And as you go through the sessions, you start noticing that you sleep better, your digestive system works better, your circulation is better, your respiration, and everything starts getting back into balance. And then it's funny because I have clients that say to me, like, I just feel happier, you know, than I was before. And I'm like, well, of course, now your whole system is working properly the way it's meant to. Of course, you're going to feel great. So there's a variety of different things that get affected by the use of sound in that way.
I imagine some of my listeners will be very relieved to hear about this, because a lot of what society tells us is go to a counselor, go to therapy, right? Talk therapy. You got to talk about it. You got to tell someone about it. You got to relive it. And a lot of people are like, I'm not going there. I don't want to do that. Whereas the sound therapy, correct me if I'm wrong, is experiential in the sense that you literally just lie there or sit there and the sound and the body and the frequency does its thing.
Yes, 100%. You might be able to reach some memories, like I was saying, like reach some memories, you know, some stuff might come up for you, but not necessarily. It's exactly what you said. You just lay there or sit there and listen to the sounds, let the vibration do its beauty with your nervous system and they work together and they just create beauty. And you don't have to relieve anything. It's just like the nervous system automatically is releasing what needs to be released. Sometimes you might get some memories coming up, so you might have an idea of what it is that we're working through. Sometimes I'm working with clients and I notice density somewhere in the field and I continue to apply the sound. And this is how it works as well. We use the tuning fork in this field surrounding the body. We call it aura. We call it a variety of different names. In this practice, by the way, it's called biofield tuning. We are literally tuning this biofield surrounding the body. And what happens is that we look at the body and the mind as being just one thing, and the mind is within the body, in each cell, in the DNA, and also surrounding the body. And all of our experiences get stored in this space, surrounding our bodies and within our bodies and in our DNA has an effect in all of us, in everything about us. So when I'm using the forks around the body, when there is a density in there, in that area of the body is holding on to some emotion, some trauma, whatever it is, tension, the fork changes behavior because the sound can't travel through freely because there's a density in there. And we notice this in the fork and we do the work with that density. We might change the fork. We might apply some more strikes in that same spot to allow the nervous system to use that sound to release that density. And so when we do, we talk to the client and the client a lot of the times have some memories come up about what that's about. Not always, but a lot of the times they know. We tell them which area it is, what that area can be related to, because we relate almost like Chinese medicine does. Like, you know, the liver works with anger, this other organ works with this other thing, and parts of the body, you know, the right and left side of your heart and of your stomach. So we tell the client what it is that that area is related to. And a lot of the times the client has this big memory come up from childhood, from teenage years, whatever, that comes up for them. And they're like, oh my gosh, I know exactly what you're talking about. I remember when it happened and this and that. But they don't necessarily have to relieve it. Mm-hmm. They just know what it is that we're working through. And by the end of the session, we ask the clients, like, what do you notice different now from when we started the session? And they say, it's absolutely incredible how I feel like I have just dropped 200 pounds that I was carrying on my shoulders and it's not there anymore. I just feel lighter. And that's exactly what it is, because we have resolved this density of energy that was sitting in there, stagnated. We resolve, we release, we discharge, and the person noticed the lightness in their body.
So it's almost like they, to use the Ries, they realize, so they're like, oh my goodness, I remember. But then they resolve it and they release it so that they don't have to just relive it again. I think that'll be music to some people's ears. Some people will, of course, be thinking, how does that even work? Hey, all I'm saying to my audience, as I always do, is just, you know what, be open to it, consider it. If you've got health things that you just haven't been able to resolve, you know, to sort out, maybe give it a go. What does it look like? Can you paint a picture for me? Because when I'm hearing you talk about it, I've seen the bowls, like I know what they look like. Maybe I can put a photo on my Instagram for people to look at. But is it multiple people in a room? Are we doing group healing, or is it one-on-one? Someone's lying on a massage table? What does it look like?
Yeah, I also have some photos on my website too, okay. And some videos. People will be able to see it. So we do it both ways. I do a lot of one-on-one sessions with clients, because that's a nice way to do it, because we can address something specific that they want to address.
Yeah.
And we also do group sessions, which they're very powerful, because then it's the energy of everybody in the room. So the sessions get very, very powerful, and people get to move a lot of energy and feel fantastic afterwards. So there's both ways. And also, because I was trained in the States and I lived there for 12 years, the majority of my clients are still there. I just came to New Zealand last year. So I do the majority of my clients remotely. I already did it when I was there. It was so funny. People would come to my office and see me, and then we would talk about the session and all the elements of the session and the science behind it and all that. And they would go like, I would like to try it remotely just to see how I feel. Right. Because the whole point is that we want your nervous system to be very relaxed so that it can receive this input and do its own self-regulating. And when you do it from home, you are laying down on your bed or on your couch in the places where your nervous system understands you are the safest. Mm-hmm. So the sessions get so powerful. And then my clients would do that. They were like, I would like to try it. So let's do the next one like that. And we did, and they wouldn't come to see me anymore in the office. They're like, why would I drive all the way to go see you in person if it's like magic when I do it from my bed? So I just put my headphones on and just relax. And so that's why the majority of my clients today are remote. And I love it too, because it's way easier for me as well. Here in my office at home, I don't have to go anywhere. I don't have to have an office elsewhere. So it works beautifully for everybody.
That's great, because that was a question I was going to ask. Can you do it from distance? So is it on Zoom, but they would have earbuds or headset or something like that?
Yes, it is on Zoom. And they don't even have to worry about camera. They don't have to get ready for the session or none of that, because I don't need the camera. If they want to, I have clients that like to leave their camera on and point to their body as they lay down, because I can also use that information if I see that they are twitching somewhere on their body, if they are moving and stuff. I can use that information to address the holographic map that I have, and I place it on the bed that I do the sessions from here. Mm-hmm. So some people like to do that, but it's not necessary. A lot of the people, they don't even turn on their camera, so they don't have to get ready for the session. And what happens is that I have the musician setting on my Zoom, so they get the sound like completely up until the end, because the Zoom doesn't cut the fork as background noise. So yeah. They get the sound like super clear from the other side. So that's why the majority of them love to do it this way.
Do you find that some people, whether it's doing one-on-one or in a group scenario, do some people just start crying, like releasing through tears, or?
Yes. That's the thing too. The forms of release, they vary like greatly. It's quite impressive the things that can happen. I have people that cry, people that are very sensitive with energy. Mm-hmm. As soon as they notice that the energy is moving and they are starting to release stuff, they get very emotional. And it's a great thing. I was reading the other day this book on anatomy, Holistic Anatomy, I think it's the name of the book. And the lady was explaining that. She says the only way that we can release stress hormones whole without the liver having to process them is by our tears. So it's a great thing to cry and release that distress through our tears. It's a great, very potent way to do it. And for a lot of people, they're very comfortable to do it. So they do. They do cry a lot throughout the session and release a lot. And they are the ones that say the most in the end of the session how light they feel. Like, oh my gosh, I just feel like a new person, like very, very light. And I love that word. Like, that's how we want to feel, right? Like, we're just, you know, glowing through life and floating and like easiness. So some people do that. There's a lot of yawning because the area of the neck and the shoulders is where we hold on to a lot of tension. Mm-hmm. And then as the tension starts to release, the system gets us to stretch those muscles. So it gets us yawning a lot and moving sometimes our head. So some people like to shake, you know, even though they're laying down, they like to shake a little bit or stretch. This is the system reprogramming that tension, releasing the tension and reprogramming the new information from this coherent sound from the forks. It's quite interesting, like the things that can, some people start giggling, you know, and they're just like, I don't know, I just feel like giggling. They can't stop giggling. And then afterwards, it's the same thing. They feel great. They're like, I do feel like that was a big release. And the cry, make some noise. Sometimes they have to breathe very loudly, like, and then they feel great afterwards. So there's a bunch of different ways that the system can use to reprogram information and to release, you know, whatever it is that was stagnated in the system.
And during the session, are you saying anything? Like, are you singing? Are you talking and explaining anything? Or are you literally, it's just the sound from the bowls?
Mm-hmm. So on the beginning, I guide a little bit more because I do an opening of this central channel that we have center in our body. I open that center so that the energy can circulate. So I connect to the person, I connect the person to the earth. I ground the person on the earth. So I guide them through those steps and then to the sun, opening up this central channel and allowing the energy to just move through. And then throughout, after I do that on the beginning, throughout, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. It kind of depends. There are people that like to be quiet, and then I let them just be with the sound. And sometimes if I find anything in the field that's worth pointing it out, I'll chat with them because it's totally fine. Like, it doesn't really change anything. Sometimes I say to them, listen, if you even need to go to the bathroom, you know, in the middle of the session, just let me know. You can get up, you can go. I'll continue with the sound. It's totally fine. It's like the session is for the client. It's like it's perfect the way that it will unfold. So, yeah, I tell them it's totally fine. Whatever you need to do, if you need to chat, if you need to be quiet. Some people, what we say is that the system needs their thinking mind out of the way so that it can do the work. So they fall asleep. It's not super usual, but it does happen. And I let them until I see that it's towards the end of the session, they start waking up automatically, which is like fascinating. If I see something that is worth point out, I will talk to them about it. And a lot of the times they want to talk as well because there's so much information coming for them. And then they want to talk it through. And it's great for them because when people listen to themselves, they realize a lot of things. They don't have to listen to me necessarily. But just by sharing whatever it is that's coming up for them, they go like, oh my God, I never realized this up to now. So there's a lot of realizations that happen as they listen to themselves describe what they're feeling, what they're noticing, memories and thoughts that might be coming up. So that's a great way to do it too. So I noticed that my clients tend to like to share whatever it is that's going on. They say they feel safe, which I think it's a great thing. So, yeah.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Up Your Brave show here on Reality Check Radio. And today I'm talking to Mayara Sosa, and we're talking about the power of sound therapy. Let us know. Send us a text, 2057 on the text or email inbox at realitycheck.radio. We would love to hear, have you tried sound therapy? What have you learned that you didn't know before? You can send us a message and let us know. Mayara, I'd love to ask you a few questions, my guest questions. If you personally were to truly up your brave in 2024, what would you do?
Well, that's a great question because I am 5 months pregnant.
Ooh, congrats.
Yeah, thank you. And there's a lot of changes happening on the way that I do things, the way that I work. And I guess what comes to mind to me, to be honest, is to continue doing what I do, like continue being disciplined with my practices and, you know, my self-care, the things that I do for myself. And like I was saying, that I share with clients very often. that is meditate, move your body, you know, get your body moving every day somehow, however it feels and resonates for you. Take care of your mind, take care of your body, take care of what you put in your body. It's so important to me these days, coming from this place of abusing it so much with the alcohol. So I would say continue being mindful of the care that I have for myself, to continue, you know, living in health and in this good space that I've gotten myself to mentally and physically and psychologically and all that. So yeah, I would say continue being disciplined with my practices. It really helps me to up my brave.
I imagine the baby loves the sound therapy as well.
Yes, yes. It starts moving and it's like nonstop.
Oh, that's so exciting. That is amazing. And you look so healthy. I was going to say that earlier, you know, coming from the background that you've come from and now with all these healthy practices, I guess it just goes to show people, you know what? It's never too late to make a shift, a subtle change in your life towards being more empowered, towards a healthier lifestyle. Because we know a lot of things, people tell us a lot of things, but it's really got to come from you, the person. And you are a shining example of that, which is amazing. What is coming up for you other than baby? And I know you've got a new puppy too, which is so cute. What is coming up for you and how can people connect?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for saying that. I appreciate it. I do so much work. So coming up, the baby. Yes, we do. We are training the puppy and it's so much work, but it's so worth it. She is so awesome. We have the baby coming up. I've been doing some study on herbal medicine to be able to implement that to support the system as the client is in between sessions, because after a little while, they start doing weekly sessions. And then after a little while, they get into a space of more balance and we start shifting the sessions to fortnightly or once a month. And those are just maintenance sessions. So I wanted something else to bring support to the system in between the times that I see the clients so they can do something for themselves. So I'm studying more of herbal medicine to be able to prescribe them these things. So that's coming. I will get certified. I'll be able to prescribe and do all of that. I'm very excited about that. And I will do more events. I just finished an event a couple of weeks ago, I believe, a PHA event, you know, People's Health Alliance. Mm-hmm. Yes. So I just joined them out here in TA and it was great. We did an event and a bunch of people showed up. We did mini sessions for them and workshops so they could understand our practices. And it was great. So now we have some more meetings to set up some more events. So we have that going on so people can learn about these practices and, you know, learn the alternative ways of caring for themselves, for their health. So I'm very excited about that.
If somebody wants to come and see you in person at one of these events, you mentioned TA. Can you let our listeners know where geographically where you are?
Yes. So TA is Te Ao Amuru. It's right outside Hamilton. It's right south from Hamilton. Pretty easy. And we did one in TA, but we're going to do actually in Ohaupo, we did. And we're going to do other ones in the area around. So we'll go Hamilton, we'll go other places in the area here. And people will know because I will post it on my social and my website. So my website, it has everything. All the links are there. So it's pretty easy. It's mayara-sosa.com. So Mayara, mayara-sosa, sousa.com.
And when you say dash, do you mean underscore? No, you mean dash.
Dash, yes.
Got it. Like hyphen. Like hyphen?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Okay, that's all good. So, I mean, everyone, as my listeners already know, what we do is we often will put the show notes. So we'll have a replay page. We'll have your links there so people can click through. But if you're right now wanting to look it up, Mayara hyphen, also known as a dash, Sosa. .co.nz?
No, it's .com.
.com.
Yeah, okay. That one is from my training in the US. So that's why I call it dash.
Perfect. Okay, what about, are you on Instagram?
Yes, and handle is I am Mayara Sosa.
Amazing. So people can find that there and follow you there as well. So
yes.
Good. Before we wrap things up today, is there anything else you want to share with our listeners about the topic of the power of sound therapy?
Yes. If you are curious about it and you go to my website, I have a free session that you can listen to. Also, recorded sessions are the same thing. I had clients sometimes that couldn't make the time to do the sessions and they had this whole package to use. And what we did was I recorded the session, sent it over, and when they had time, they would lay down and listen to it. Same thing, same release, same benefits. It's quite incredible how what we talk about is that a song that was recorded like 50 years ago is still touch us today. We listen to it and we cry and we feel we have all these emotions. So sound can touch us in this way, even though it's recorded. So I have a recorded session there for free. If you are curious about it, you are more than welcome to come and join my email list and receive that present so you can use it.
I'm so thrilled you mentioned that because I think that's such a great resource for people to, especially if people are curious but a little apprehensive, they can listen to that. Is that something that we can also play, you know, subliminally, like to our families? Can we have it playing in the background while they're awake or sleeping? Is that a thing?
Yes, yes, yeah. And I love that. They have a lot of videos on YouTube on subliminal tones like that. I forget how they call them. By neurotones. They're great. If you choose right frequency, it will get you into a certain state of mind and emotions, and it's very moving. And I also appreciate a lot sounds from nature. There are some sessions that I do in person that we have a fork that we vibrate the fork and place it directly on the body, so it doesn't make a lot of sound. So what I do is put sounds of nature on the background. It's so relaxing for the system. It's quite impressive how much that works.
All right, I've got a challenge for our listeners. If you're the type of person that books yourself, I don't know, a manicure or a facial or a massage, I would like to invite you to hashtag up your brave and maybe try to go for something a little bit more in the healing or the holistic realm, and maybe book yourself, for example, a sound therapy session. As you can tell from today, it's got so many benefits. And I'm excited that we're talking about this on the radio. This is Reality Check Radio, where we talk about things you just don't hear about anywhere else. Thank you so much, Mayara, for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you for the platform. I appreciate it.
So good to see you. And thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. If you like what you're listening to or dislike what you're listening to, either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057. That's 2057. Or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We would love to hear from you, so connect with us today.